Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tyrannical House of Comedy. My name is Tyrant. I'm here, I'm queer, and I'm alone. Get used to it. You hear that? You hear that, YouTube? I'm gay, so don't you dare take this video down when I say... I should have moved my lips for that. When I say... Okay? because I am a... And you need to respect my pronouns, which are, you know what I mean? Anyway, no, but Damien and Avery aren't here. They'll be here back next week. Damien is probably cleaning up the fucking Palestinian encampment that ASU cleared out the other day. Avery is selling crack because he's black and that's what black people do. A lot of stuff happened this week. Kirsty Gnome. Oh, before we get started, please like, share, other stuff, comment, subscribe, do all that stuff. I fucking hate this part. If you want, share it. If not, don't. I mean, I understand. You don't really want to share this. I my opening was that my black co-host isn't here because he's selling crack. I mean...
Yeah.
I get it. I get it if you don't. But if you want to make a burner account... that you like stuff on and comment and share, maybe do that. Maybe do that and say, hey, maybe you're right that there is a difference between Jews and Zionists. And hating Zionists isn't technically anti-Semitism. Sure, I am a little anti-Semitic. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I wouldn't describe myself as pro-Semite or anything like that. I guess just in the middle, you know? The whole thing with this conflict, with this whole Israeli, I keep going back to this Israel-Palestine conflict, and oh my God, it's so horrible. I just keep going back to it because I can't stand Jews or Muslims. Me personally, I can't stand Jews or Muslims. Thank you. I was raised in a time. I mean, I lived through 9/11. I came home from school and I watched that on the news. And I saw that, and the one thing I love about 9/11 is at that point the whole country came together to say fuck Muslims, and people would be just punching random Indian dudes in the face because they looked kind of Muslim, and that was a problem. That's not good to just punch random people in the face, but it was a great time to be American. I was gonna say white, but I went with American because even like it was black, white, Asian, they would come together to beat the shit out of some Sikh who had just had to go to the bathroom. He just had to go to the bathroom on the plane, and he got up and he had his little turban on, and they don't understand the difference between a Sikh and a Muslim. You know, it's like, well, they both come from India, right? Sometimes they used to, until the United Nations created fucking Pakistan and said, hey, all you Muslims in India, you get the fuck to Pakistan. That's your house now. And then all the Indians, why don't you, not India, Hindus, why don't you come down here to India out of Pakistan? And so then they traveled. There was this mass migration. One might call it like a Trail of Tears type thing. Except it wasn't Americans murdering Indians. It was Indians murdering Pakistanis and Pakistanis murdering Indians as they'd be walking like, well, I'm on my way to Pakistan, and they'd run into a family and be like, hey, why are you leaving Pakistan? It's a great Muslim place. And they go, oh, I'm sorry, I'm Hindi. And then the Muslim did a jihad and cut their heads off, made a video, sent it to the American government. And now we're in Israel. That's the timeline. I don't know. But I don't even know what the fuck I just said right there. I just went into a whole fugue state. But I'm sure my point was, I hope and I pray that this Israel-Palestine conflict ends with nuclear warfare. And there's a whole thing. That's the other thing that happened this week, that Tucker Carlson said that if you think that we should have dropped nukes on Japan, you're evil. Well, it's obviously evil to drop nukes on Japan. But if you look at how they were before and how they are afterward, besides the fact that they won't have kids anymore, they're much better people. And they sniff underage girls' panties and stuff like that. Age of consent laws aren't very good in any Asian country. Japan, Korea, fucking Vietnam. It's just not good. It's not good there. Things aren't good there. But when we dropped the nukes on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, even though Japan was about to surrender, I mean, it was a good thing because now they make great art, you know, anime. Everyone loves anime. I think it's destroying our country, especially like the black anime nerds. That's a fucking problem. I tell you what, that's like black anime nerd is like, oh, shit. He's probably a socialist as well, which is it's crazy because most like white anime nerds are conservative. But I tell you what, you meet, it's funny to find like a conservative black dude is like a national socialist. Like you literally find Nazi blacks. I found them all the time in, I've run into so many. I worked with a guy who, this black dude, and oh, his name is in the article. Anyway, it's Acho. That's the name. Oh shit. I actually did say whatever. But I worked with a black dude who literally was like, I made a joke about like, well, you know, if you look, Hitler didn't do all bad, you know, just kind of doing a little like my normal satire type shit. And he's like, look, let me tell you something. And then just went through all the fucking Twitter bullet points of the black Nazi, like just going down the line of like, well, like here's a picture of Jesse Owens and Hitler. That's a doctored photo, but that's okay. I didn't tell him. I was like, yeah, Hitler's great. And he's like, and I'm voting for Donald Trump. And I'm like, ah, fuck. Oh, they got us. They were right when they said, if you vote for Donald Trump, you're a Nazi, even if you're black. No, I don't know if I, the worst thing you can call a liberal is a Nazi. And it used to be the worst thing you'd call anyone was a Nazi. But now they're calling the Palestinian supporters are calling the Israeli supporters Nazis when the Nazis would have killed all of them. And the reason why all these Zionists went to Palestine, like during Hitler's time, was because Hitler wanted them gone. He was like, get these fucking dudes out of here. They're ruining our country. And maybe he was right. Maybe he was wrong. Who am I to he was obviously wrong. The Holocaust is wrong, and it definitely happened. I winked for you guys just listening. I winked. This is a comedy podcast. So what happens when a black and a Jew come together to talk anti-Semitism? A new book by actress Noah Tishby and footballer Emmanuel Acho explores tough topics about anti-Semitism. What's the tough topic? Here's the tough topic that when they say when all these stereotypes that blacks do about white people, it's literally Jews. It's literally some Israeli cunt. He's like, oh my God, I can't believe that someone would say something like that to me. I can't do the Jew voice. I wish I had a Jew here to do the Jew voice. And I don't have a problem with Jewish people. I have a problem with Zionists. Anyway, yeah, but I'm just going to keep going. Fuck it. I've quit so many times. Please, if you're still watching, like, share, subscribe, or don't. Or don't. Leave a comment and tell me how much you hate me. Call me a... What happens when a black and a Jew come together to talk anti-Semitism? Well, the black guy calls the Jew a fag, and the Jew mumbles very quietly the N-word, and the black dude says, what'd you say? And he said, I really like your Nikes. Anyway, but I have never, ever met a black socialist that likes Jews. Like, and I'm talking about like the Black Panther type people. They believe in income redistribution. They believe that white people should have to pay reparations to black people for slavery. But then they also believe the North Atlantic slave trade didn't happen. They're like, oh, we were the natives. We were the natives here first. And then you enslaved us. You came over. There was no fucking trading. They also believe flat earth. there's another article I should have pulled it up, but it's Travis Kelce, like 2 weeks ago, was talking to an interviewer and said that how 10 to 15 players on every NFL team believe the earth is flat. And there's a very simple explanation for that. They're black. If you find a black dude with too much time on his hands, he's either just like doing all this pimp shit or he's like listening to fucking the Sean Kings and such of the world, who's a grifter, but those 10 to 15 people who believe that the Earth is flat also believe the North Atlantic slave trade didn't happen. They also believe that Jews run the world and the media, and they're right. And they also think that I'm a white man. I'm not. I'm Italian, actually. White doesn't exist in this house. In this house, we say gay and retarded. I crack 'em. Anyway, let's get into this article. I'm so embarrassed. I'm going to post this fucking shitty ass podcast. As he was stepping out of a sushi restaurant in North Hollywood earlier this month, TV host and sports analyst Emmanuel Acho was stopped and verbally accosted. Tishby and Acho, I know this fucking name, this Tishby name, and I don't believe it's a good person, but that's just me. But when they're walking out, I hope they paid you well, a quote-unquote dark-skinned woman wrapped in a headscarf hissed at him. When the human rights activist who shined a light on surging anti-Semitism since Hamas's October 7th attack in Israel turned around to ask, who is they? And the woman replied simply, Zionists. Okay, so she didn't say Jews. And this whole, I hate that line of, the surging anti-Semitism since Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel. Well, that wasn't because the majority of the people spoke out against Palestine and Hamas. And then what did Israel do after they let Hamas run around their fucking country for 8 hours uninhibited when every single citizen of Israel has served in the IDF? That's like their fucking requirement to be a citizen. You have to be Jewish and you got to serve in the fucking IDF, the Israeli Defense Force. So they just let them run around and do whatever they wanted for 8 hours. And then they came in and said, these Hamas guys, they live in tunnels. They took all the hostages to these tunnels and we can't get to them. So we're going to bomb above the tunnels and kill all the citizens. And then they claim that they're using them as human shields. They claim they're using these people as human shields. Okay, you still decided to shoot the human shield. And that argument does not hold up when you fucking triple tapped 3 aid workers' cars that all had on top. It said they were aid workers, and you still dropped a missile in every single one of them and then said, well, one of them was harboring a terrorist. We're sorry about that. I don't know why these Israelis are rednecks in my head, but that's just how it is. But it's not a rise in anti-Semitism to criticize Israel trying to wipe out trying to beat them into submission, trying to do basically what Americans did to the Native Americans for hundreds of years. And I know the argument is, you guys did it, why can't we? Well, because we had some world wars. We had some world wars and decided that war over territory wasn't a good thing. We're not going to do that anymore. Also, genocide. Bad. Maybe don't pick a whole demographic of people and try and murder them all. And I'm not saying it's like they're purposely like every Palestinian needs to be killed, but like they would prefer if they were gone from that area. They would prefer if they owned all of the West Bank and all of Gaza and all the Gazans went to fucking Egypt. That's why when you say like, why won't any other country take in the Palestinians? Who would want to take in the enemy of the fucking greatest nation in the world, first of all, and their proxy, America? You get it? Who would do that? Who would, like, no. This October 7th was horrible. It's horrible what they did to those Jewish people, especially all those civilians. But the IDF let it happen, let them run around, just like 9/11. And they never ever tried to fucking stop them while they were there. They literally left with all these hot, it was like a McDonald's playground. It was literally a McDonald's playground for Muslims. So there was no pork. The McRib wasn't there. But the whole like anti-Zionism thing is, it doesn't mean you're anti-Semitic, which it's okay if you are anti-Semitic. I mean, those fucking Jews have been up to so much shit. What are we going to do about them? I get it. I'm kidding. Don't do anything. This is a comedy podcast. They don't really affect your life. Like, let's be honest here. If you're listening to this, they don't really affect your life. Like, it's like, yeah, I mean, the trickle down bullshit that we get, but I mean, only the last ones that get lined up and shot. Like, just don't protest. Just let it happen. I don't know. What happens when a black and a Jew walk into a bar and discuss anti-Semitism? An N-word and a K-word. That's what. Nick and cut. Yeah. Anyway, I hope they did pay these people well, because they're obviously all paid shills. I was talking about the nuking of Japan and why that... The reason why it is bad, and we shouldn't nuke Japan. I shouldn't have worn shorts for this. Sorry about that. I see my knees, my disgusting knees. It's because they were about to surrender. Like, every account from every general says, like, that was unnecessary. They were about to surrender. We kind of fucked up. Our bad. Well, no, they didn't even say our bad. They said, like, I don't understand why fucking Truman went through with that shit. Like, it's crazy to think that FDR, who was, like, the full enemy of the people. Like, he was, like, a total socialist. He redistributed wealth. He fucking helped destroy the country. Like, the issues that we're having now with Social Security and all that were because of him. But when he died, his predecessor was so much worse, because immediately it was like, let's do that Manhattan Project thing right now. And his generals were like, hey, the Japanese just want to save face. I think we can get him to surrender with it. No, 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 no. Because why? We had to show them. We had to show them who the fucking boss is. Who's in control now? No one's going to rise up again. And that's what we've been doing for the last 80 fucking years since then. Every time Vietnam, we run in and fail horribly. Korea, I mean, they say it's a wash, but is it? Is it really? We would have beat them until China fucking attacked. China joined in, pushed it back, and now the DMZ is where it's at now. And then Afghanistan, Iraq, Yemen, I can't name all seven, but literally all these places. Why? Why? What's the point? Because we need dominance. It's just imperial shit. Like, the empire never fails. Even once the American empire fails, another one will pop up. That's what happened. The Italians, the Romans were in charge for a while. The Ottomans were in charge for a while. The British were in charge. The Spanish, the Americans. And you don't fuck with us. And that's what we do. Anyway, I don't know. Harvey Weinstein was released from... No, he wasn't released. He had one of his sex convictions overturned. Which, at first, I'm not going to lie, I didn't realize that he had been convicted in both, in two different cities. So I thought he was out. Like, I thought, like, man, Hollywood's back. We're going to get some awesome movies, some great TV shows. He's going to start greenlighting some good shit, hot women again. But Sydney Sweeney's definitely getting graped. 100%. That started with a G, YouTube, not an R. She's getting her puss eaten by Harvey Weinstein if she wants that goddamn position. And she's got to assume the position if she wants the position in Tropic Thunder 2, and then she'll be able to meet Ben Stiller. Ooh. But Harvey Weinstein's sex conviction got overturned in New York, the home of justice, as everyone knows, where New York, where you can squat in a home, and when the landlord comes, all you need to do is kill them and dismember their corpse and shove it in your freezer. And when the police finally show up, they'll arrest you, sure, but don't worry, the courts will let you out immediately afterward, unless you're related to Donald Trump. But even you can, apparently, you can eat women's pussies for movie parts, and so they get movie parts. You're not getting the movie part for eating their pussy. And the only reason he didn't, like, penetrate them is because his dick fell off. But we're like, yeah, let's overturn this. No, it's obviously, it's a fake. Like, the people who are like, well, Me Too was largely, like, after, like, Like, yeah, there was some issues with Me Too. Like, there's obviously a lot of rape happening in Hollywood. But then there was all the Me Too stories of, like, that weren't actually Me Too stories. And because of that, you have this contingent of people that, no matter what, if you say it's a sex crime, they don't believe it. There was a girl at work. Well, she doesn't work there anymore. But she was talking to me about, she asked me, she said, "Oh, you're a comedian." I'm like, "Yeah, I have podcasts. I do this, I do that." And she's like, "Oh, some of my favorite comedians, you know who I really like? I like Chris D'Elia. And I don't believe any of that shit, any of those lies they're trying to." It's like, what do you mean? I think he's admitting he fucks 17-year-olds. That's his thing. That's what he likes to do, which is legal in New York and in Illinois. In most blue states, you can fuck 17-year-olds, which is crazy. But, like, I just don't know what we're doing. I feel like we're in a simulation. I said, I think we're just in a simulation. And my cousin's like, "Oh, that's called psychosis." I'm like, "Well, that's what the government would want you to think. That's what the machines would want us to think, that I'm just a fucking psycho," which I am. "And I don't know what I'm talking about," which I don't. "And I'm just rambling and ranting random stuff to try and get attention," which I am. But that doesn't mean that we aren't in a simulation controlled by pedophiles. That's all. But what's next for Harvey Weinstein after his New York conviction was overturned? A new trial, and, you know, if... We're praying that the Hollywood conviction gets overturned as well. And we can do Tropic Thunder 2. God damn it. We need Weinstein Productions back. Now that this New York sex crime conviction has been overturned, I'm reading the article now. Disgraced former Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein will go through hearings on bail and learn if he will be extradited to California. Probably not. They don't have the money for that. Where he's found guilty of other sexual offenses, according to a legal expert. Look, if it's any indicator, I mean, I do not believe that he's going to stay in jail. I really don't believe. I believe that this dude will see the light of day before he dies, whether it's even from like compassionate parole or whatever, like where it's like, "Well, he's dying of fucking all these types of cancer. The state's having to pay all this money. We're going to send him home on house arrest so he can pay for his own shit." Like, at the very least, that's what's going to happen. But probably, most likely, they'll end up just letting him out. It's like Jeffrey Toobin jerked off on camera in front of the fucking world, and they hired him back. It doesn't matter. As long as you, as long as you have that fame already, because if you had the fame already, you probably sucked some pedophile's dick and got blackmailed. You know, like the whole debate of like, "Oh, who's the real anti-establishment, RFK Jr. or Trump?" Well, they're both anti-establishment, and because of that, they definitely both have blackmail. Like, they're both being blackmailed for sure. I don't know why anyone would think that someone who got that close to the ring of power, like, it's one of three people. You think one of those three people, even if RFK ends up at the bottom, you think he wouldn't do anything? To get that position? Well, he wants to make change, doesn't he? And even if they don't have blackmail, if you have a family at all, and they come to you and say, "Hey, we're going to blackmail you with this and this." "Oh, well, no, you can do that, and I'm still going to stand by my principles." "Okay, sure. That's fine. And then we'll just kill you and make you out to be a pedophile." And that's what they do. And I forgot what I was saying. Fuck. But okay, no, my point is even if they don't do that, like, even if it's like, so I say, "No, I'm not going to do that, no matter what blackmail you have." They say, "Okay, fine." And then they say, "Well, how much do you love your wife and your kids? How much do you care about them? Do you care enough about them to shut the fuck up?" Because RFK can say they murdered my dad, and but if you really love your wife and you really love your fucking kids and they come to you and say, yeah, you can spout all this shit, but if you do any of it when you get elected, we won't kill you. We'll kill your whole fucking family in front of you. And that's what they do. This is a comedy podcast. This is episodes not going to do well. I'm all over the place. Kirstie Nome shot her fucking dog because it bit a mailman. Crazy. I don't know. I feel like it's tough because there's so many people who get... It's not even a lot. Not even a lot of people really get locked up for bullshit or charged with bullshit. Like, a lot of people get charged with bullshit, and they're mostly poor people and stuff like that. But it makes you... When stuff like this happens, it makes the whole world just, like, go against the justice system. Like, this is how you get, like, giant defund the police movements. What am I, a fucking political analyst here? Jesus Christ. Let's talk about Kirstie Nome killing her dog. Republicans slammed South Dakota Governor Kirstie Nome on social media. Now, that's not true. Democrats did, too. Because they're like, you should only kill a 14-month-old if it's a living child. Abortion? Yes. Killing dog? No. Bad. What is... I don't know the meme. Anyway, so I guess this bitch, she said this dog was untradeable. And then the moment she, so Nome wrote that she brought Cricket on a pheasant hunt. Cricket is the name of the dog. She didn't bring a cricket on the pheasant hunt. If that was what she killed, it wouldn't be a big deal. We've all killed crickets before. On a pheasant hunt with older dogs to help it learn how to behave. However, on the hunt, Cricket went out of her mind with excitement, chasing all those birds and having the time of her life. On the way home, Cricket attacked Nome's truck, escaped Nome's truck, and attacked the family's chickens, grabbing one at a time, biting it to death, blah, blah. At that moment, I realized I had to put her down. And the whole thing is like, oh, well, this dog was untrainable, blah, blah, blah. Hey, to all you people, especially the pit bull haters out there, there is no such thing as a bad dog. It's only bad owners. If your dog was acting that way, it has something to do with you or someone raising it. Either you didn't train it, you didn't even try. If it's 14 months old and doing that shit, you obviously never even tried to train it. You're like, well, if it's around all those other dogs, which I trained already, then they're going to teach it. You know, like if you put your son with some adults and they'll learn how to be like them. It's a dog, you dumb bitch. It's a fucking dog. Of course it's going to kill chickens. That's what it was. You're like, oh, well, we want to teach it to fucking to get pheasants. And then, like, you bring a cousin of the pheasant. It goes by a cousin of the pheasant and is like, is this what you wanted? Is this what you wanted? And you're like, well, I'm going to take you to a pit and shoot you now because those weren't the birds I wanted you to kill. It's a dog. Dogs are fucking retarded. Just like Kirstie Nome. And she took it to a pit and shot it. And then she put it in a book. That's the crazy. That's the most fucked up part. It's the most fucked up that you killed the dog, but it's the most insane part is the fact that you decided as the front runner for Donald Trump's vice presidential pick, like on every site, it has Kirstie Nome as like the number one, or I think it's Tim Scott, Kirstie Nome, Tulsi Gabbard or something like that. But she's one of the top people. She was the top for the longest time. And she's like, how can I increase my chances? Oh, what does everyone hate? Dogs. I'll tell everyone about the time I murdered a fucking dog because it attacked the wrong bird. I wanted it to attack this bird, but it wouldn't. So it attacked this one. And I'm like, well, I'm obviously going to have to fucking murder this. But we can say this. We can say this because Kirstie Nome is a white woman. At least she didn't fuck the dog. Because that's, I tell you what, you know, like you run into a white woman and it's, she's ruined because she's either fucked a dog or a black guy. And you're like, well, I can't handle that. That's for fucking sure. Whatever diseases, either one of those fucking animals put in you, you know what I mean? Oh, this is a comedy podcast. Anyway, it was not a pleasant job, but had to be done, she wrote, adding that she shot Cricket after leading it to a gravel pit. Okay. She also described she hated the dog, describing it as untrainable, dangerous to anyone who came in contact with it. I imagine, same with her bodyguards. I imagine same with her and her husband. I imagine that she eats babies' adrenal glands. That's what I would assume. When I saw tweets about Kirsten Dunst murdering her puppy, I thought to myself, damn. One of the other VIP contenders teams found some oppo. Until I realized she wrote the book about herself. Yeah, like I said, she wrote it about her fucking... She literally was like, this is going to help. Well, guess what, ma'am? You will not be the vice president or the president. And honestly, you're probably not going to be the governor anymore after the next one. Even if you decide to run again, I think you're going to get primaried, bitch. I think this bitch is going to get primaried. Which is good, because we don't want any puppy killers. Because even Hitler liked dogs. Just saying. So if you find yourself being worse than Hitler, well, you might just be the next president of the United States. Follow at Tyrant House Co. everywhere.